I'm in Okoboji right now. Supposed to be on family vacation. I'm actually heading back down to Clarinda later today. It's been a hell of a week for the second Williams funeral in a week. So it's been a weird week. I haven't been around Des Moines much. But yeah, I'm here heading back down. But I did want to chime in on the NBA draft for you guys. And if you guys want, I'll be posting this quick little podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network here when I'm done. And again, I'm on family vacation, so you may hear kids in the background. Just kind of how it goes. But I can't stay away from you guys. Okay, you can take him upstairs. You can go play with him. See you, buddy. All right, now we're good to go. All right, so my reaction to last night, the NBA draft. You know, Talen Horton Tucker slipping to the second round. I feel like I've been really consistent on this from day one, and I hope I have, and you guys can hold me accountable if I didn't. If Talen was going to go and be a first-round pick, and he knew he was going to be a first-round pick, he should have gone pro. Like, that is fully up to him, and I'm always a pro, like, go get your money. I thought David Montgomery should have. I thought Hakeem Butler was a little different because I thought at that position he really could have I thought that he could have shown himself a little bit more next year for the first time in his career with a real quarterback throughout the whole deal, everything. I thought he could have upped his stock. Got picked in the fourth round this year. I thought he could have been a first or a second round pick next year. Whatever. He's going to go make a team and make millions of dollars, so good for him. It's not about that. The Talen Horton Tucker deal, I think, is confusing for fans and even guys like me for a lot of different reasons. For one, we have to ask ourselves at this point, how much did Talen really like being in college? I do feel like Talen was up front with us from day one that he was coming to college to be a professional basketball player. I went to college to get into journalism. He went in for that, and he had an opportunity to do it, and he got drafted. However, I also think it's fair to look at this and go, this is a guy who Steve Prohm could not even have on the floor at the end of last year. He was really good in the opening game of the Big 12 tournament. And then if you watch the end of the tournament in the second half of the NCAA tournament loss to Ohio State, he was a liability out there. And my thought on this the whole time was, if you're a liability and your coach can't play you in the NCAA tournament, then you're probably not a first-round draft pick at this time. And that's what we saw last night. That's the bad news, that Talen slipped to 46 or whatever pick it was with the Lakers. The good news is, if you've been paying a lot of attention to the NBA here over the last week, because of the Anthony Davis trade, the Lakers are trying to open up cap space. They want to sign another max contract guy, which means they've got to have cheap guys on the end of their bench to fill out the roster. They only have like four or five guys in their roster right now. Talen has the same agent as LeBron, Clutch Sports, and I think there's a really good chance he'll make the Los Angeles Lakers even as a second round pick. So I hope that's what happens. I'm wondering, just knowing how the politics of all this works, if he didn't have some sort of a promise like that in line from the Clutch guys that, hey, we're going to get you drafted and we're going to get you on a roster. But I'm just wondering, like, the timeline of how that could have developed with the Anthony Davis trade, another Clutch guy. I do think he makes the Lakers. I think it's a really good pick for the Lakers. I actually think it's a good spot for Talen to end up. My initial thought on this was like, oh, great, LeBron in an 18-year-old, this isn't going to go well. I do think there's an aspect here where he makes the team, and that's what I would predict at this time. And if that's the case, great for you, Talen. You made the right decision. I just, like, I'm sorry, and I know he's not ready to play in the NBA. I don't care what anybody tells me. He is a project, And I think he's got the potential to be a 10-year NBA veteran, and I hope he does. It's great for Iowa State, and I will watch him, and I will buy his jersey, and I will do all that. But he's not ready to play in the NBA right now. Anybody who watched the games last year saw that. And you saw that with Lindell Wigginton, too, who went undrafted. We knew he was going to go undrafted. This is a guy who, again, like Talen, I don't think wanted to be in college. These are guys who thought that they were – Lindell especially. I think Lindell thought the whole time he was a one-and-done, decides to come back, has the really what turned out to be a tragic foot injury because it screwed everything up for the whole season. I'd love to know how Iowa State's season goes if Lindell doesn't hurt his foot in that first game, only in the sense that I think that that messed up chemistry. I think that that messed up. Then we had the whole thing that we had to pay attention to the whole season, like, oh, when's Lindell going to start and all that garbage. And that was such a distraction. And these guys started playing for the back of the jersey and not the front. And I think it was problematic. And if Lindell doesn't go down like that, how much of that is going on? And I don't know. Regardless, he's going to sign somewhere. And Lindell's best bet, he's got to prove himself in the G League. He's got to go the Abdul Nader route. Really, even the Monte Morris route. Monte got drafted, but he had to prove himself that one year. All the Iowa State guys really now, Deontay Burton had to prove himself in Korea before he got a shot. That's what Lindell Wigginton's going to have to do. And Lindell thinks he's a certain type of a player. And if he is, he's going to show that. But these guys, ultimately what they chose was to develop in the professional ranks as opposed to in the college game. And that's okay. Who are we to judge them for that? But I still think it's fair for fans who watch these games. I watch every minute of every game up close for most of them. Neither one of them are NBA players right now. Now, that's not to say they won't develop into it, but right now they're not. And that's what's infuriating, I think, for fans. You guys watching on Facebook Live or listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, many of you are very educated. That's why I love Iowa State fans. Many of you are casual. You don't know the politics and all that stuff that's going on. And you watch the games and you go, these guys aren't NBA players. And it can be a frustrating thing for a fan to watch. Totally get it. Congrats to Mariel Shayok. A great story. You'll hear from the Wigginton, like the pro Wigginton, like I don't want to face it, Wigginton versus Prome, because that's not even fair. But a lot of people will say that Prome ruined Wigginton only in the sense because he didn't start him when he came back from the injury. And 2 points to that. One, Steve Prome is under an intense amount of pressure coaching at Iowa State with basketball. He's going to try and win, period. Like, they're trying to win games. He's going to put the best product out there to win, period. But two, I don't even know where I was going with that. I think I wanted to, just kind of reiterate that. Like, that's asinine to me to think that Prome would deliberately keep this guy down if the guy could help the team. That makes no sense at all. And on the other side of that, and this is my other point, is look at Mariel Shayok, who was not an NBA draft. There was no chance of him being an NBA draft pick when he left Virginia, comes to Iowa State, and he's molded into a second-round pick, and a guy who I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't gone through and analyzed the 76ers roster, but I have thought this whole time that Mariel Shayok was a guy who really had a decent shot to be drafted, and I think he can make the league. I mean, he's got range, he can defend, he's got length. He's what you're looking for a guy coming up. The D and three is what they say, and he can D up and he can hit the three. So I congrats to him. It'll be interesting to see where these other guys end up. I just wanted to clarify some of this stuff. It seems to be a really hot topic on Twitter and on the message boards and whatnot. And I've been away for a while. I want to just thank all of you. There's been a lot of you reaching out to me for supporting my family here over the last week. We appreciate that. I'm in Boji now, going down to Clarinda tonight, back up to Boji, and then I'll be back full throttle on Wednesday. Okay, yeah, Wednesday. So there you go. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And I know Jared and Austin are going to have a podcast for you guys on Saturday, breaking all this draft stuff down and dissecting all this. But I wanted to get my I wanted to empty my thoughts. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.